Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Back in July, President Trump signed a major bill into law, a bill you probably heard people call the Big Beautiful Bill. This month on Possibly, we've been breaking down what the law means for the fight against climate change in the U.S. Nat Hardy from our Possibly team has been looking into it.
Hi, Megan. Nice to be back.
So in the past couple episodes, you've explained what the law means for things like wind turbines, solar panels, and electric cars. Could you give us a quick recap?
Sure thing. So the law cuts a lot of federal funding for new wind farms and solar panels. It's also ending a big tax credit that helped people buy electric cars.
Okay, not great news for reducing our emissions.
Yeah, it's a pretty big step back in the fight against climate change.
What are we talking about today?
Today, I wanted to take a look at what the Big Beautiful Bill means for homeowners who are trying to fight climate change. So I sat down with a homeowner.
I'm Larry Cretian, and I'm the executive director of the Green Energy Consumers Alliance.
Beyond just being a homeowner, Larry's organization, the Green Energy Consumers Alliance, is a nonprofit devoted to helping people transition away from fossil fuels. Larry says that since 2022, homeowners have had help installing green technology in their homes thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act.
So there's a variety of tax credits there, 30% for solar. That's a big market in the United States for rooftop solar. But there were also there's a range of tax credits for smaller appliances, such as heat pumps, for example, all geared towards, you know, electrification.
But like most parts of the Inflation Reduction Act, these tax credits have been repealed under the Big Beautiful Bill.
So what does that repeal mean for homeowners?
Long term, it's going to make it significantly more expensive to install things like solar panels, batteries, or heat pumps at your house. But the credit is still available for products that are paid for and installed before the end of this year, 2025.
You know, for example, I am probably going to buy heat pumps before December 31st, because that's the rule there. You get a $2,000 tax credit on heat pumps. I'm going to race to beat the deadline.
But even with that money, heat pumps are still pretty expensive. If you're getting a central air source heat pump, the kind of thing you could install instead of central AC, that's going to cost anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000. But Larry can get some other financial help as well.
I will couple that with a Massachusetts rebate. I'm a Massachusetts resident. So the $2,000 is, you know, I don't want to leave it on the table.
Massachusetts offers up to $10,000 to help homeowners switch to a heat pump. And that can definitely help with the cost.
But what does this mean for homeowners without the federal tax credit?
Well, although the federal credit helped people electrify their homes, these tax credits were never going to cover the cost to electrify all of the homes in the U.S., which we'll need to do to get our emissions to zero. But the idea was to give this industry a push in the right direction.
And now the Trump administration is giving them a push in the other direction.
Yeah, exactly. And so advocates like Larry want the states to step up.
I think what's important is that states continue to do what they can to offer support for clean energy to help ride through it. Because, you know, once you let your industry fall apart, it's really hard to pull it back.
Our home state of Rhode Island and our neighbor, Massachusetts, both passed laws requiring the state's emissions to be at net zero by 2050.
But those laws were passed, that's very important, before the Inflation Reduction Act.
And so Larry's pushing state governments to offer more incentives to help homeowners transition away from fossil fuels.
Okay, but can states afford to throw around all of this money?
Yeah, you've got a good point. No one expects the government to buy every house a heat pump. Instead, the thought is to keep the industry's momentum going. So heat pumps and other electric appliances get more affordable and practical. That way, the next time homeowners are replacing something, there's an environmentally friendly option available at an affordable price.
Got it. Thanks, Nat. That's it for today. You can find more information at askpossibly.org. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Public's Radio.